Red Elephant Radio Podcast, bringing you all the latest news from Alabama athletics. You can find us on the web at www.thehashtag.us.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Welcome in to Red Elephant Radio. Alabama defeats the Texas A&M Aggies in College Station at Kyle Field 27-19 to move to 6-0 on the season, 3-0 in the SEC, and remain number one in the country. Alabama took the lead 7-3 in the first quarter, had a 17-3 lead at halftime, and then after that, Texas A&M wins the second half. They win the fourth quarter 9-3. Alabama wins at 27-19. The game started off with Texas A&M in the lead. A 52-yard field goal made it 3-0 before Damian Harris answered back 75-yard touchdown run, 7-3. Andy Papanossis makes a 34-yard field goal in the second to make it 10-3. And then Jalen Hurts, a touchdown run from 1 yard out to make it 17-3. In the third quarter, Henry Ruggs caught an 8-yard touchdown pass from Jalen Hurts to make it 24-3, and then Christian Kirk, a 2-yard touchdown reception from Kellen Mond to make it 24-10. In the fourth quarter, a punt blocked out of bounds gives Texas A&M a safety 24-12. Andy Papanossis makes a 44-yard field goal to make it 27-12, and then Kellen Mond, a 1-yard touchdown run to make it 27-19. I did not really ever feel the game was in doubt. Alabama did not finish the way they have in the second half against Ole Miss and Vanderbilt, although Texas A&M is a much better team than those two. If they would have held on to UCLA and not blown that game, they would have, you know, been undefeated coming into the Alabama game. But now they sit at 4-2. They really impressed me. Kellen Mond, very elusive in the pocket. Alabama had him sacked a couple times, and he was able to escape and make deep passes down the field, which really hurt Alabama. Overall, this probably is a good game for Alabama to get them refocused here for Arkansas and homecoming this week. Saban's got plenty to stay on him about. Jalen Hurts, 13 of 22 for 123 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. We did have a fumble. Robert Foster fumbles in the game, which ends a long non-turnover streak for Alabama. Damian Harris, 14 carries, 124 yards, and a score. Jalen Hurts, 14 carries, 56 yards, and a score. Scarborough, 15 carries for 55 yards. So we only see three running backs carry the ball after seeing six running backs the last 2 weeks. Calvin Ridley, 5 catches, 68 yards. Jerry Jeudy, 2 for 24. Scarborough, 3 catches for 21. Henry Ruggs, 1 for 8 and a touchdown. Robert Foster, 1 catch, 1 yard, and a fumble. Irv Smith, 1 catch for 1 yard. Again, that was the first turnover Alabama's had this season. Isaiah Buggs led the team with 10 tackles. He stepped up in a big way with Deshaun Hand out. Ronnie Harrison, 8 tackles. Raquan Davis with 8 tackles. Anthony Jennings with 7. Deron Payne with 6. Hootie Jones with 5. Sean Dion Hamilton with 5. Minkah Fitzpatrick with 5. Levi Wallace with 5. Rashawn Evans at 5. And a whole lot under 5. So no Trayvon Diggs, no Deshaun Hand. So Alabama was playing a lot of younger guys on the defensive side. LeBron Ray gets in, makes a big play in the backfield. So Alabama continuing to get more guys experience. Hopefully, for the most part, we'll stay healthy by the end of the year. The defense should be able to hold opponents to under 20 every week. And the offense, I think, is still good enough to win every game on the schedule. Just got to stay healthy. Overall team stats, each team with 16 first downs. Alabama 4 for 14 on third downs, Texas A&M 3 for 14, Alabama 1 for 1 on fourth down, A&M 2 for 4. 355 yards for Alabama, 308 for Texas A&M, 237 of those were passing for Texas A&M. Alabama 232 rushing yards to 71 for A&M. Alabama 6 penalties for 50 yards, A&M 6 penalties for 45 yards. Alabama's been getting a lot of penalties here lately, not too concerned with that. One turnover for Alabama, 3 for A&M. Alabama loses the time of possession, 32-28 to 27-32. If you remember the years that Alabama won the national championship, they either lost or struggled, you know, to teams during that season, whether it was blocking a field goal late or barely beating somebody like Arkansas. Sometimes these games are good to give you something to build on. So I think Alabama will bounce back. They stay number one in the nation, and it looks like the SEC West is really going to come down to Alabama and Auburn. So this week, homecoming, Alabama host Arkansas. Not even sure if Austin Allen's going to be playing quarterback for the Razorbacks. As such, Alabama's a 30-point favorite. Looking at other SEC scores from this past week, Georgia takes care of Vandy 45-14. Georgia goes to 6-0, 3-0 in the SEC. Vandy drops to 3-3, 0-3 in the SEC. Georgia, a top five team. Auburn moves inside the top 10 after beating Ole Miss 44-23. They're 5-1, 3-0 in the SEC. Ole Miss 2-3, 0-2 in the SEC. LSU escapes the swamp 17-16 to move to 4-2, 1-1 in the SEC. Florida 3-2, 3-1 in the SEC. Arkansas is dismantled by South Carolina, with Alabama next. Doesn't look good for the Razorbacks. 2-3 overall, 0-2 in the SEC. South Carolina improves to 4-2, 2-2 in the SEC. And Kentucky holds on in a shootout against Missouri, 40-34, to move Kentucky to 5-1, 2-1 in the SEC. They really could be undefeated if they would have beaten Florida like they should have. They would be having a much different outlook on their season, but it looks like they're behind Florida and Georgia for good. Missouri, probably the worst team in the SEC. Falls to 1-4, 0-3. Looking at some matchups this week, of course, we know it's Alabama's homecoming. That'll be a 6:15 game against Arkansas on ESPN. Alabama, 30-point favorite, playing at home, taking on the Razorbacks, who may or may not have Austin Allen. I expect Alabama to be really focused after a off game, I would say, against Texas A&M. It's good that they're coming home, and they shouldn't have any problems. Mississippi State out of conference hosting BYU, who's 1-5. They are terrible. Mississippi State should win. They're 22.5-point favorites. Tennessee will host South Carolina. Tennessee, 2.5-point favorites as they look to get their first SEC win. A big game in Baton Rouge. LSU 4-2, 1-1 in the SEC. Looking to get into the West race. They're going to have to beat Auburn, who's top 10, 5-1, 3-0 in the SEC. Auburn about a touchdown or more favorite on the road. They haven't won in Baton Rouge here lately, but it does seem like they have the better team. It's a 2:30 CBS game, so it's not a night game. The Tennessee-South Carolina game, 11 o'clock kick, by the way. 2:30, Vanderbilt-Ole Miss. This game is at Ole Miss. They are 2-3, 0-2 in the SEC. Vanderbilt's 0-3 in the SEC. Somebody's getting their first SEC win. Ole Miss, a 3-point favorite at home. 6 o'clock at night on ESPN2, Florida will host Texas A&M. Florida, a 3-point favorite. Both teams looking to stay alive in the conference. That's a critical game for both teams if they want any chance to stay in the race to get to Atlanta. Alabama hosts Arkansas on ESPN, again, 30-point favorites. That's at 6:15. At 6:30, Georgia hosts Missouri. They are 31-point favorites. They look to remain undefeated and stay inside the top five. Missouri literally has no chance in that game. So things looking good for Alabama. Next week, we'll break down the Arkansas game as we get closer to the Alabama-Tennessee rivalry. Alabama looking ahead to a bye week here coming up this month and then getting ready for LSU, Mississippi State, Mercer, and Auburn. The schedule very manageable until you get to that Iron Bowl game in Jordan-Hare. We know crazy things can happen, but it does look like Alabama and Auburn are clearly the top two teams in the West, and Georgia looks to be in a class of their own in the East. So you've got three SEC teams in the top 10. I do think one of those three will make the college football playoffs and have a great chance to win the national championship. Hopefully it'll be Alabama. They can stay healthy and continue to improve. I do think that will be the case. So we'll have more from the Arkansas game on next week's show. Continue to break down the SEC and preview the next week's games. The smart money picks are doing great. We had a winning week. NCAA football is hot this year. Definitely over 500. We're hitting at about a 60-62% win clip right now. So you're going to win tons of money if that's what you choose to do with these picks, but they're absolutely free. The predictions have been great, so check those smart money picks out. Should be hitting the hashtag .us around Thursday. Roll Tide. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.